On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, Bibles, cheap video, ProRes 422, and ProPresenter 6. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where I answer your questions every week. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. That's a great place to do it. If you're listening to the audio, then you can always head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Leave your question there or use any of the contact information I have listed. That's a great way to ask your questions as well. Mia McNeil on YouTube asked me, I tried to install the Bible DMG file and I keep getting the same error even after following your directions for my Mac. Well, Mia, I ask you, and I hope because you asked this in response to one of these videos, what error message is it? Because there are a couple of ways to get around the problem, but first I want to know, does the DMG file install on your Mac? What error message do you get? Just what problems are you having? Because there are a few things that we can maybe do depending on the error message, so get back to me on that. Becky, who's actually a friend of mine, sent me this email. As I think you know, I'm in the process of developing an online piano course that I hope to release later this year. It's an ambitious goal, but I'm eager to make it happen. In my head, I had the idea of a traditional video shoot to record this thing, but as I'm learning more and more about online biz media tools, I think there may be some cheaper, simpler ways for me to maybe even do some of this myself. So I'm wondering if you have any recommendations for apps, equipment, etc. that I could use to even try out and practice with and maybe even use for at least some of the finished product. Maybe I'm crazy for thinking this, or maybe this will just be something I use to spark ideas, creativity, and practice before recording the real deal. Or maybe I will just use it for creating some of my free online stuff. FYI, I'm a PC girl, so Apple stuff is out at this point. I do have an iPhone and an Android tablet. Thanks so much for any input you can give, Becky. So, Becky, you actually can do a lot with your iPhone. So I would recommend that you're going to want really good sound. First off, this is a piano course. So, of course, you want really good sound. But secondly, you want good sound because people will forgive so-so video if the sound is good. You also want good lighting. Here in the studio, what I'm using is basically a hardware clamp light over on this side. If you're watching the video, you can see my left hand all bright. I'm using a softbox here to my right. You'll see that that's not as bright. And then behind me is actually a lamp. So, and basically the two front ones are compact fluorescents and the one behind me is an LED light. So that's the bargain basement kind of way to do it. Three-point lighting. You have the key light, the fill light, and the backlight. The backlight separates you from the background. The key light simulates the sun hitting half of your face. The fill light kind of fills in the rest. So that's thing number one. Thing number two, if you've got an iPhone, you could get pretty good video with that as long as you've got good lighting. Now, from an audio perspective, there are a couple of things you can do. The headphones, the ear pods that come with your iPhone, that's going to be a good start. I'd recommend taking it up a notch, though, and using a microphone, a good professional quality microphone, like an SM58, for example, and plugging in to that, plugging that in to, there's a special cable you can get off of Amazon, actually, that's tip, ring, ring, sleeve. The connector will look just like the headphones that came with you, the ear pods that came with your iPhone. So you plug that in and then you'll get a good video. Then you can have a doohickey that will mount your iPhone to a tripod, which you, since you're not doing any movement, you could get by with either a small desk style tripod or maybe even an inexpensive tripod and go from there. So I think you could get something that may be a good 1.0 version of your course doing it that way. So I've sent you some links. Go ahead and give that a try. That's where I would start. There are editing apps for PC that you could use. There are also some for iPhone. And basically what I would do if I were you is I would just script it out, chop off the beginning, chop off the end, and call that good as a first step. And then once you get some students in, maybe you can upgrade and have some professional video work done. So that's probably the cheapest option, and if you do it well, you could end up with something that looks pretty nice. Next, Christiar. I'm butchering your name, buddy. I'm sorry about that. Ashton via YouTube asked, I don't have Final Cut installed. I need an Apple ProRes 422 alternative, though we do have CS6 Premiere. Any advice? So in clarifying with him, what's going on is he's an IT guy for a school, and their Macs are on the older side. So H.264 is more processor intensive in the work that it requires. So he's looking for something like ProRes. So I found a video on how to install ProRes even if you don't have the Pro apps. And once you have the codec installed, then it's no big deal to go ahead and use that in Premiere. So try that as an alternative. You could also try like the DV codec for HD, which actually is the same as DVC Pro. So you can try that, and that might get you what you want as well. And finally, Michael via email says, I have been trying to teach myself about the masking feature in ProPresenter 6 for use in our contemporary service. We have a projector for each of the screen shown, he sent me a picture, and what I am trying to do is project an environmental type background around the screens while my camera shot sermon slides are on the screens. I'm pretty sure we will need a fourth projector, they have three screens right now, dedicated to the environmental background. So my question is, do I need a special module or special software to do that? Thanks in advance for any help you can give in this service, Michael. So for environmental projection, there's some limitations that you want to overcome. Limitation number one, a single projector projecting over a larger area is like a single speaker making sound for a larger area. It's, in the case of a speaker, same power, larger area, it's going to sound quieter. Same thing for a projector. Same projector over a larger area is going to look dimmer. So that's one thing that you would want to overcome. Maybe dim is okay, but you might try temporarily repurposing one of your current projectors just to try it out and see what that would be like and see if it's bright enough. You might need a much brighter projector to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. Or you might want to do like a triple head to go and do that. That would work as well. That's going to require more hardware and a different piece of software in ProPresenter, a different module. But if it's just one projector and you just want to mask out your three screens, the mask feature built into ProPresenter 6 that's included should do that fine. So you can absolutely do that. Heck, what I'm thinking is I would take your most powerful projector, pull it down one day when you're not having church, set it up in the back of the room as wide as you can, and see if you get good results. If you do, go with a projector of the same power. If it's too dim, see if you can't rent or demo a much more powerful projector and see if that'll work. And if not, try a triple head to go, maybe some edge blending to solve that problem. Well, I hope that was one of your questions. I hope that you maybe learned something or thought, man, I meant to ask that question and I answered it for you. I hope that's the case, but I have a feeling that you've got other questions, so don't forget to leave them below the video or by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and leaving them there or using the contact information there. If you like this content, you'll like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and you can pick it up there, a free church tech gift, and my email newsletter where I'll share all sorts of tips and tricks with you and some other fun stuff. And you'll love my store where I have resources created with you in mind to make you better at church tech and make you more efficient at church tech. So you can kind of explode the myth and do things quickly, cheaply, and at high quality because you'll have the training. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.